Baruch Hashem, it is day number 336 of our daily study of Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, we're starting a new section, which is the last section in the entire Mishneh Torah. It's called Hilchos Malachim U'Milchameseihem, the laws of kings and their wars, the wars that these kings fight. There are 23 mitzvahs total in this section, and we've got 4 days to cover it. Today's day 336 of the yearly cycle, and then there's 337, 338, and then the last day is 339. So we got 23 mitzvahs over the next 4 days, including today. You do the math, you figure out the average. Today we have, I think, 5 mitzvahs, a positive commitment, and 4 negatives, and it all has to do with kings. Well, I told you it's called kings and their wars, so this is laws of kings, so we're going to talk about kings. All right. Let's jump in. Positive commitment 173 is the mitzvah to appoint a king. To appoint a king. What does that mean on a personal level? I mean, who are you to appoint the king, right? It's a whole system that has to be done. But on a personal level, the Rambam says it means how you feel about the king. That when there is a king, that you revere him. I'm talking about a Jewish king, a king of the Jewish people. That you revere him greater even than the reverence that we have for the prophets. And you do anything he says unless it's against Torah law. And anyone who rebels against him is worthy of death. Pretty big stuff. Okay. Now, the rest of the mitzvahs today, we have 4 more mitzvahs, and they're all negative commandments, and they all have to do with kings. Negative commandment 362 is the prohibition against appointing a foreigner as a king. Now, I want to explain something. We've spoken about the concept of a ger tzedek, of a righteous convert, in the as we've been studying Sefer HaMitzvahs this year. Whenever it's come up regarding mitzvahs that provide special extra protection for the convert, that he not be disenfranchised. So I just want to make sure everyone understands there's extra protection and extra care and sensitivity given to the righteous convert. Having said that, the righteous convert cannot be a king. The king has to be from a born Jewish family. Furthermore, although originally kings could come from any born Jewish family, then later, historically, it became narrowed down even more. And now a king can only come from the line of King David, and even more specifically, David through his son Solomon. So Mashiach, who we'll talk about in the last class, the whole Mishneh Torah culminates in Mashiach. Mashiach has to be a descendant of King David through Solomon. Okay. Negative commandment 364 is the prohibition against a king marrying too many wives. This is described in the verse Dvarim Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin, Deuteronomy 17:17, where it says, "V'loy yarba loy noshim," he should not increase for himself wives. Well, that's a vague term. What does it mean, increase? So the oral tradition explains that there's a formula how they arrive at it, but it means 18 wives. And you're going to say, "Well, that's a lot." Well, everything's relative, and the kings of old had many, many more than that, wives. So the limit here is 18 wives. Obviously, he could have less. All right. Negative commandment 363 is actually from the same parsha, like the same paragraph. It's one verse earlier, Dvarim Yud Zayin Tes Zayin, Deuteronomy 17:16, where it says, "Rak lo yarba lo susim," he shouldn't increase for himself horses. He should not increase for himself horses. And what does that mean? That means that he can have his own personal horse. He can have as many horses as he needs to maintain the military. It's very important, essential. But other than that, he can't have extra horses. What does it mean, extra horses? You know, kings of old, they would have horses just extra, just for show, just to be opulent, just as a show of abundance. They have horses running in their entourage that were not needed. He can't have that. He has the horse that he needs, and then as many horses as the military requires. All right. Negative commandment 365 is again from Devarim Yudzayin Yudzayin, Deuteronomy 17:17. All these prohibitions are from the same two verses. And there it says, V'chesef v'zohav lo yarba loy ma'od. Gold and silver he shouldn't amass for himself too much in abundance. He needs what he needs to run the country, that is to pay the government employees, the civil servants, to pay for the soldiers' wages. Obviously, he needs to maintain an army. The king is there to protect the country. There has to be an army. Whatever it is for communal purposes that's required, and there's no limit. He could, to the contrary, you want to amass money for the coffers of the government, go ahead. But personal wealth, he's not allowed to make himself personally wealthy. And it's interesting that Rambam says here that these three prohibitions, actually, where it's written, it gives a reason for it. It basically says, so his heart should not go astray. And the Rambam gives like a little editorial here, which doesn't happen so often in Sefer Mitzvahs, but he says, you know, it's interesting. Most mitzvahs, we don't know the reasons, or at least the reasons are not given explicitly. And over here, it says the reason. And the Rambam says, you know, that can be a very dangerous thing. And historically, the Rambam says there were kings who stumbled in this area. Why? Because they thought, well, if I know the reason, I don't have to be careful about the mitzvah. I just have to be careful about the reason. Meaning, as long as I make sure not to allow it to affect me, then it's okay. I can be liberal with my interpretation of actually following the law. The Rambam says, don't do that. Even when there are mitzvahs where Torah gives us a reason, you have to follow it as if you had no idea what the reason is, because ultimately the wisdom of Torah law is beyond our finite mortal understanding of things, and we have to just accept the infinite wisdom of Hashem that is embodied in the commandments. Okay, those are our mitzvahs for today. We will see you for more tomorrow, God willing.